This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV in about a little less than an hour. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. I'm a capitalist evangelist, as all of you know. That's been my nickname for many, many years. And I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, and I say publicly traded. That means it's a stock. You can buy it. If they make money, you can make money. You can benefit from the great actions if you really believe in his company and his products. And it's Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, a legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That's credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Please visit them and make your own intelligent decision whether you want to invest in a stock like Fordham Resources by buying their stock. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. So a big day today, President Trump announcing his immigration plan, which is just fabulous. I mean, just fabulous. And there's still, a really big situation that I skipped over. I never even got to it in the first hour of the show. Which is all of the traitors stabbing each other. The Brennans, the Clappers, the Comeys. They're falling all over each other, blaming each other for what is so clearly a criminal enterprise against our President of the United States. A total criminal enterprise. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to find it. I had a great letter. Here it is. I love some of the things my fans send me. Walter says, "Hi, Wayne, I believe I got a very good stock tip for you and the rest of your listeners. It's a sure thing. With the soon-to-be investigation by Attorney General Barr and the many people responsible for this hit job on our president, I foresee a need for common supermarket hygiene products made by Kimberly-Clark, like Depends. Lots of those in the Democratic Party and many of the top directors and aides of the FBI, CIA, DOJ will soon have the need of Depends. Probably have to buy them in bulk. I predict there will be a rush once Mr. Barr gets the ball rolling. It may even be hard to keep these adult diapers on the shelves. The stock can only skyrocket. Think I'm right on this one, Walter." So I think I was summed up pretty well, Walter. These Democrats are stabbing each other in the face, stabbing each other in the back, stabbing each other in the butt. And I just think it's a great time to be an American. I think Trump is destroying them, and most people don't even know they're being destroyed. Before we get to all of that, and what terrible low-life losers these Democrats are, I want to mention more great news I never got to on this show because there's so much going on. Trump's new immigration plan is fabulous. But Trump strips California of $930 million in high-speed rail funding. The Trump administration will terminate its agreement with California to fund the state's struggling high-speed rail project, the Federal Railroad Administration said Thursday. In a letter to state officials, Administrator Ronald Battery said FRA, Federal Railroad Administration, would de-obligate the $928.6 million set aside for the California High-Speed Rail Authority under a 2010 agreement. Recognize the date, 2010? That was when Barack Hussein Communist Obama was president of the United States. And he agreed to give away $1 billion of your money to build a high-speed train in California to nowhere. It was never going to get built. Total waste of money. The only thing I wish is that Trump would announce that he's taken the whole $900 million, or almost $1 billion, and he's just handing it over to the wall. That's what I wish you would have announced, because that would be such a gut kick and such a kick to the balls of the Democratic Party. We're taking your $1 billion, we're giving it to build the wall, or expand the wall, or make the wall higher, or dig the moat around the wall, or buy the alligators to put it in the moat. Because that's what we need in this country. We need a wall with barbed wire at the top, and barbed wire in front, and a moat filled with alligators to keep our country safe from the murderers and the rapists and the drug traffickers and the child sex traffickers and the human traffickers and the pedophiles and the gangbangers, the MS-13 gangbangers. But in any case, this announcement from Trump, great stuff. His administrator, Ronald Battery, says the agency will also continue to examine recouping the $2.5 billion in stimulus funds already spent on the rail program. Do you understand how much your money has been wasted by Barack Hussein Obama? Additionally, California has abandoned its original vision of high-speed passenger rail service connecting San Francisco and L.A., which was essential to its application for the FRA grant funding. This is likely to heighten tensions between the Trump administration and California. What, you thought you got to keep the money for life? For anything you wanted for? It was dubbed the train to nowhere. Gavin Newsom, the liberal, bleeding heart liberal commie pinko, governor of California, announced in February he shelved plans to complete the entire high-speed train line that voters approved in 2008. Instead, California intends to just finish a 119-mile corridor in the Central Valley at a cost of, get this, $89 million a mile. So California's dream of high-speed rail, this is the same dream as Alexandria P-Brain Moron Cortez Mastro, whatever the hell her name is, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Right, it's our senator that's Masto. I can't even tell them apart. They're all just liberals with pea-sized brains. They all look the same. Can't even tell them apart. Democrats, they all look exactly alike. They've got like red communist outfits on. And they're just screaming, "Hi, comrade! Hi, comrade! How can we spend Wayne's money? How can we rip off people like Wayne Root?" They all sound the same. They all look the same. They're all Stepford wives and Kool-Aid drinkers. State officials reported in 2018 finishing the entire rail line could cost $77 billion. It's been plagued by cost overruns, delays, and mismanagement. But despite the high cost, Newsom and Democrats said he wanted to complete a section of the rail line to help the Central Valley's economy and avoid having to spend $3.5 billion, having to send $3.5 billion in federal funds back to the Trump administration. I'm not interested in sending $3.5 billion in federal funding that was allocated to this project back to President Trump. Can you imagine he would even say that? Can you imagine how rude? So let me get this straight. I give you money. I'm nice enough to give you money. I'm Uncle Sam. You decide not to do the project at all or to alter it completely from what its original intent was and make it much shorter and much smaller, and you don't think you owe the money back. Amazing. But, you know, our federal government is filled with, and our state governments are filled with losers and liars. Look at this story. An FBI attorney stole $257 of cosmetics, habitually shoplifted for 2 years, but wasn't prosecuted. FBI attorney admitted to the crimes, never prosecuted. They were arrested early last year for shoplifting $257 of cosmetics, which she, so it's a she hid in her purse. The Department of Justice Office of Inspector General initiated an investigation of an FBI attorney-based information. The attorney was arrested in February of 18 for shoplifting at the United States Marine Corps base, Quantico Exchange. The attorney, Inspector General, substantiated that the FBI attorney admitted to placing numerous cosmetic items into her purse without intention to pay for them and did not pay for them before leaving the store. She also confessed she had continued shoplifting at Quantico and other retail outlets over the next 2 years. Nonetheless, all charges were dismissed. This is your country. If Wayne Root, a conservative, spits on the sidewalk, you can find a judge to give me life in prison. Some loser judge on the take with the Mexican drug cartels. Some loser judge that wants to make sure they get a $150,000 pension for the rest of their lives for not working and retiring at the age of 50. Some loser judge that wants the government to grow bigger and bigger that wants the deep state and the D.C. swamp to be bigger, they'll put Wayne Root in jail for spitting on the sidewalk and going 66 in a 65. But here's a FBI attorney who is a nonstop habitual shoplifter, pleads guilty, and all charges are dismissed. And that's what's going on in our country. But wait, that's minor. That's minor. I got a much better one. Both Comey, James Comey, head of the FBI, and Brennan, the head of the CIA under Obama, both admit that they were communists in their past. So they're not just shoplifters and thieves and scum who want to steal taxpayer money. They're communists. The heads of Obama's FBI and CIA, you think that's a coincidence? Both voted for communists during the Cold War, yet were somehow ranked in the same U.S. intelligence community that has spent decades fighting that very ideology. Journalist Paul Sperry noted Wednesday, former FBI Director James Comey admitted in a 2003 interview to having voted communist before casting his ballot for Jimmy Carter in 1980. Well, I call that voting communist twice. In college, I was left of center, Comey told New York Magazine. And through a gradual process, I found myself more comfortable with a lot of the ideas and approaches the Republicans were using. He voted for Carter in 1980, but in 84, I voted for Reagan. I moved from communist to whatever I am now. I'm not even sure how to characterize myself politically. Of note, Comey's wife and four daughters were all giant Hillary Clinton supporters who wanted her to win really, really badly. Meanwhile, former CIA director John Brennan admitted in 2016 to voting communist in the 1970s. When asked at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual conference whether past activism would create a barrier for diverse candidates who want to enter the intelligence community, Brennan said he was forced to admit to voting for communist Gus Hall for president in 1976. And nobody stopped him from getting the CIA or becoming head of the CIA. And you wonder why there was a coup against President Trump. Communist heading the FBI, communist heading the CIA. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now. to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my doctor suggests... is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I've talked about them for a year now, how they saved my voice and they turned my hoarse voice into a workhorse. What I do in a day is inhuman. It's just, it's not possible that anybody could do what I do in a day and my voice stays intact, and it's because I found this great product. My doctor suggests silver lozenges 3 years ago when I started this show, and I took it for 3 years. And after the first 2 years, I called up the company and said, you should come on and endorse, come on the show, sponsor the show, and I'll endorse your product because it's been so good to me. And they said, sure, and they've been on ever since. And now they've become sponsor of my TV show, and they've come up with all this whole product line, liquid and gel and mouthwash and soap and also a... Well, I said a gel on your face that I put on every night before I go to bed. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast and bad bacteria and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. So many people suffer from health concerns today that I know can be helped with my doctor suggests, that I want to be helped with my doctor suggests. So give him a call. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. My voice is a workhorse. It never gets so hoarse I can't do the show. I no longer suffer from brain fog. I no longer suffer from leaky gut, which is where you get, you know, you eat and your stomach hurts and you get pain, you get fatigue, and you get brain fog from that. All gone because of the liquid. And dry spot on my skin, gone because of the gel. And my voice, great because of the lozenges. Get your silver products. Get a great package. Get 20% off. Use promo code ROOT and get 20% off. Call 866-660-9868. Can't get it in stores. You can only get it at 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Say ROOT or type in ROOT and get 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. So there's a breaking report out. I don't know, you know, yet whether it's true, but it says Trump's going to use the Insurrection Act to remove illegals. The Daily Caller has the goods on a report from the Trump administration officials who says Trump will use the Insurrection Act to remove illegals from the country. He's planning on using it, the Daily Caller's learned. According to multiple senior administration officials, the president intends to invoke the tremendous powers of the act to remove illegal immigrants from this country. We're doing the Insurrection Act, one official said. Under the Insurrection Act of 1807, the president has the authority to use the National Guard and military in order to combat unlawful obstruction or rebellion within U.S. borders. The act was last invoked in 1992 by George H.W. Bush to quell the Los Angeles riots. It was also used by Eisenhower in 1957 to enforce school desegregation in the South. An official expressed concern that Trump's use of the Powers Act would face legal challenges. Well, no surprise there. It's going to go to the Supreme Court, pointing to the lawsuits against the president's travel ban. So what? He won the travel ban. Ah, there it is. However, the official noted the travel ban ultimately prevailed in the Supreme Court. In addition to the Insurrection Act, the president is also considering declaring the country full and insisting the U.S. can no longer handle the massive influx of illegal immigrants. 2019 is currently on pace to reach the highest levels of illegal immigration in a decade. If you take a ship and it holds 1,000 people maximum, one more person, the ship is going to sink. The country is full. Our hospitals are full. Our detention centers are full. Of course, cue the hyperbolic reporting that Trump's going to use the military to go door-to-door, arrest illegals, and put them in internment camps so they could be deported. I don't think he's going to do that, but I do think he's going to try and get rid of some really bad people in our country. That I can tell you. And there are some bad people. How about this one? If you let liberals run the country, and I told you already, in my opinion, Barack Obama was an absolute communist. In my opinion, Hillary Clinton's an absolute communist. It's a fact that Brennan and Comey both voted communist. Hard to even believe people would admit things like this. My God. To me, you know, it's like someone's a drug addict, and I'm like, so what? They go to AA, and they'll be okay. Someone's a thief. Well, they went to prison, they'll be okay. Once you admit to me you were a communist, always a communist. You're an enemy of the United States once you're a communist. You're a piece of human garbage. And so here's why. This is what communism does to people. Cuban Interior Commerce Minister says of food rations, the majority of Cubans see it as a good thing. Betsy Diaz Velasquez claimed that most Cubans support a brutal new food ration policy that has forced those in major cities to stand on grocery lines for hours. She implemented the new policies on May 10th, and she appeared on a Cuban government propaganda show called Roundtable in English to defend the ration system. Isn't that amazing? They've subjected all citizens to a ration card since the 1960s, but the shortages remain stable while the island's nation's parasitic economy could depend on the Soviet Union and later Venezuela. But now that Venezuela's on the brink of becoming a failed state, Cuba is in a disastrous situation, and they're trying to blame Trump for ongoing shortages. And she's saying, what's the big deal? The people love it. They love to ration. It's a special thing. It's so joyful to be a communist. You get to ride a donkey cart and hold a candle at night and eat very little food.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump unveiled his immigration policy during a Rose Garden speech at the White House on Thursday.
Our plan achieves two critical goals. First, it stops illegal immigration and fully secures the border. And second, it establishes a new legal immigration system that protects American wages, promotes American values, and attracts the best and brightest from all around the world.
The president is also calling for funding a border wall as well as sweeping changes to the asylum system and a visa lottery program. The northern Sierra Nevadas are getting pounded with snow. The National Weather Service says a winter storm warning is in effect at over 6,000 feet until 6 a.m. on Friday. That area could see up to 2 more feet of snow. As that storm moves from west to east, you can expect severe weather in the plains over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, got to plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm going to show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, if you tuned in yesterday, you heard me read an article that said that central banks around the world are buying tons and tons of gold, and that China in particular is buying tons and tons of gold, and that Russia's buying gold, and India's buying gold, and Colombia's buying gold, and pretty much every central banker in the world is buying gold. Why? They must all know something bad is coming. I believe the world's economy is in such bad shape. America's the only country in the world doing well. Thank God for President Trump. Without him, we'd be in the same shape as the rest of the world. But you got to own some gold. So if you're going to own gold, buy it from a company with golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They sell discount gold and silver and precious metals, meaning you get it at a much better price because they take a much lower commission than all the other companies you hear on TV or see on or hear on the radio or see on TV. Buy from a company with credibility and integrity. Buy from a fan of the show. Buy from a fan and a friend of Wayne Root. But buy it at a discount. Tangible Investments will prove to you, after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy gold or silver from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. All right, we've got our guest here, Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com is her website, and it's always a pleasure to have her on. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing well. How are you?
Good. So it was a great day today because Trump unveiled his new immigration plan. You know, if I could sum it up very, very, very simply, it's just, you know, if you have no talent and no great skills and no job is waiting for you and you need welfare and you don't speak English very well, you're not allowed in the country anymore. You're not getting in just because you have a cousin somewhere in New York City. You don't get in. But if you are skilled and talented and college educated and you have a job waiting for you and you have the potential to make a lot of money, we want you. And so that, to me, is all I ever wanted out of the immigration system. How about you?
Well, I think we're kind of going back to the days of our old immigration system, where we weren't a system that was entirely broken, a system that was based on a visa lottery, that if your name is basically thrown in the hat and you're in Uzbekistan and you happen to be a sheep herder, oh, well, your name was called, you get to be sent to America from Uzbekistan. And so, yeah, this puts merit back in our system. It puts employment back in our immigration system and also puts English back in our immigration system, because English also is a central component to this new plan. And I don't know if you saw this, Wayne. It kind of broke maybe an hour ago, but it ties in to specifically illegal immigration. And it comes from the Daily Caller. It says Trump plans to invoke Insurrection Act to boot illegal immigrants. You see this?
No, but I'm having a hard time hearing you, Megan. I got to tell you, you're in some sort of spot where your cell phone is horrible. You're breaking up. Chris, are you hearing the same thing I am? I just can't hear you. I'm going to have to cut this interview short, and we'll just come back another time with Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan. I just can't stand it when you can't hear someone on the radio. I can't do that to my listeners. I just can't. It's just not fair. I had a hard time hearing what Megan was saying, and I'm sure once it goes through the actual, you know, radio in your car, which most people listen to, you really can't hear it. And I just think, you know, we got to get people to never use cell phones again. Cell phones are no good. Let's take some calls. We'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 8255. So I want to get back to this article about the Cuban Interior Commerce Minister on food rations. The majority see it as a good thing. Isn't this funny? She blamed the United States. She's the one that put this in effect. Again, her name is Diaz-Velasquez, the Cuban Interior Commerce Minister, Betsy Diaz-Velasquez. And she blamed the United States, as the Castro regime has adopted measures to guarantee priority foods are available and expand the offerings of chicken, oil, or eggs. She said Cubans are generally pleased with the rationing. There are a variety of different opinions. Most consider these rations good and even insist on us continuing to ration products. This is communism, folks. Isn't this funny? The Cuban Communist Party newspaper Granma has attempted to raise spirits with a barrage of propaganda praising the resilience of the Cuban spirit. We all have the conditions to move forward and overcome the adversities imposed on us by circumstances, including the cruel blockade that attempts to asphyxiate us economically. Wow. It's just the communist brainwashing. It's just mind-boggling. And they try and get you to believe everything's okay when you're living a life of misery. Cubans have largely met the new policies with outrage. Luz Escobar, a reporter with 14E Medio, published video and photos on Twitter of a long line to buy chicken. One woman told Escobar she'd been in line for 3 hours for chicken. Others conspired to use their friends' children to gain sympathy and cut the line. What a bunch of scoundrels, an angry woman could be heard saying in the video. I mean, do you understand what life is like to live in a communist country? Angel Marcelo Rodriguez Pita, an economist, said, "I can't survive on the ration book alone. What comes from the bodegas, a little oil, a little salt, a little sugar, and a few beans. Nobody can survive on this." Some, seeing the crisis coming, began saving up early. A woman who identified herself as Margot Bustamante told the Cuban independent news outlet 14E Medio she'd been stocking up with sardines, toilet paper, powdered milk, soap, and candles because she lived through the 1970s. Fidel Castro implemented a policy known as 10 million sugar harvest to put all the nation's resources into harvesting 10 million tons of sugar by 1970. And like all communist endeavors, the plan failed, leaving the population starving and desperate. Bustamante also lived through the 1990 special period, that's exclamation point, special period, inside quotations, when Cubans began inventing cuisines such as coffee made of split peas and pizza topped with melted condoms as a substitute for cheese. Wait a minute, melted condoms? Pizza topped with melted condoms as a substitute for cheese. Am I reading this right? It's not even possible. People eat plastic condoms? Wow. Diaz, the interior minister, by the way, blamed hoarders like Bustamante in part for the shortage, and police have begun surrounding groceries and bodegas to ensure the same person does not buy products more often than the government would like. Let me tell you, if you like this, then you should vote for the Democratic Party. You should vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is Fidel Castro's evil female twin. You should vote for Ilhan Omar. You should vote for Rashida Tlaib. You should vote for Maxine Waters. You should vote for Nancy Pelosi. They're all evil losers who want to turn our nation into this. Speaking of evil losers, the New York Post editorial board lists four reasons why de Blasio's campaign is a farce. For decades, the New York Post has prided itself on being intensely critical of New York City mayors. In its pages, the top municipal official in the largest city in the U.S. is his honor. But its feud with de Blasio has been merciless, even by New York City tabloid standards. And that's understandable from his chronic tardiness, this guy wants to be president, to his off-putting and gaffe-prone persona, to his inability to actually deliver on his campaign promises or confront any of the city's most pressing crises. He's particularly prone to being pilloried. So perhaps it's fitting, on the day of de Blasio's presidential campaign launch, the Post editorial board published a lengthy column exploring several of the most glaring reasons why de Blasio running on his mayoral record is a complete farce. He has nothing interesting to say, at least not if he's telling the truth. Even President Trump joined on the fun Thursday with some harsh words for the mayor of his hometown. Without further delay, first of all, cash for favors. The long-running scandal surrounding allegations that de Blasio traded favors for donations to a political nonprofit he controlled. De Blasio escaped criminal charges, but at least two donors have pleaded guilty to bribing him. Most galling of all, after de Blasio sold himself as a champion of affordable housing, his administration pushed to lift a deed restriction that allowed a developer to build high-end condos and net a massive eight-figure profit. Can you imagine how much that developer gave him? Failing kids and the homeless. Despite his promise to reform a city agency that monitored at-risk kids, and when necessary, separated them from abusive or neglectful parents, de Blasio let the Administration for Children's Services go to seed. Children have died from abuse suffered in homes that were on the agency's radar, and de Blasio ignored warnings by the city's public advocate that it was badly in need of reform. He also spent weeks denying the existence of a new homelessness crisis. He has doubled spending on services for the homeless, yet the city's homeless population still stands at over 58,000. And then there's the NYCHA, is picked to lead the authority overseeing all the city's public housing, was eventually forced out over an investigation into systemic procedures for falsifying inspection reports involving lead paint. A system allowing the housing agency to falsify inspections existed before de Blasio, but it continued under his watch. $1 billion wasted. De Blasio's renewal schools program was spectacularly ineffective. Price tag $750 million. Thrive New York City, run by the First Lady of New York, has received $250 million in annual funding since its rollout in 2015, but none of the top people can explain how it helped even one member of New York City's homeless community. Then there's de Blasio's widely criticized practice of beginning most workdays with an hours-long trip to his old Brooklyn neighborhood to use his gym. It results in a small caravan of NYPD cars in his escort from Gracie Mansion to Park Slope. But none of this really matters since de Blasio's favorables are so toxic that the odds of him lasting past the Iowa caucus, if he makes it that far, are close to zero. That's from the New York Post today. I mean, he's just hated in New York. Can you imagine? He wants to be president of the United States of America. Amazing. And Obama's spy masters point fingers amid the Russian probe, throwing each other under the bus. James Comey and Charles Brennan threw each other under the bus today. We get back. I will tell you about it. CNN's Jim Acosta accused of being dishonest about Trump's asylum seekers remark. CNN admits struggling farmers do support Trump in trade war with China. And Obama's intelligence leadership team included at least two admitted communists. We already told you about that one. And the Philadelphia Fed survey points to a manufacturing rebound. Lots of good news in Trump land. And lots of communists out there trying to stand in his way. And we'll get to all of it. We get back. Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com is the website. We shall return. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now! Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alarus. These Democrats are such horrible people, I swear. I'm talking about the leaders, the politicians. I don't mean every Democrat in the world. These are nice people who vote Democrat, who are registered Democrat. They're out there. But not the leaders. Leaders are just terrible people. Just awful. So here's the deal. Pelosi says merit is really a condescending word. Do you understand? This is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, talking about Trump actually basing immigration on deserving to come to the United States. We want you because you're talented, because you have merit. Merit, the word President Trump used in connection with immigration, is really a condescending word. She spoke a few hours before the president was scheduled to outline his merit-based immigration plan, which would give preference to well-educated people with job skills. Are they saying family is without merit, Pelosi asked? Are they saying most of the people that have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree? And certainly we want to attract the best to our country, and that includes many people from many parts of society. Wow. You're just dealing with terrible people. And then this Kirsten Gillibrand, Democratic senator from New York, urges action against Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh if they don't uphold Roe versus Wade. This is the kind of intimidation that I thought didn't happen in the United States of America. You mean a Supreme Court justice should be kicked off the Supreme Court even though they have a job for life if they make a ruling you don't like? Well, what about when they ruled in favor of Obamacare? Should I have kicked them off the Supreme Court? I think we should have. But we didn't. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, one of 22 anonymous Democrats no one's ever heard of, seeking her party's presidential nomination, told MSNBC on Wednesday, Alabama's new abortion ban is draconian and inhumane. I wouldn't say that, but I would say it's a little on the extreme side. Even I do believe you got to have exceptions for rape and incest. And no doctor should face life in prison for performing an abortion. So I disagree with the extremism of the abortion bill, but I do agree with the idea of once you hear a heartbeat, you have to ask a lot of questions. But she had called for action against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch if they do not uphold Roe versus Wade. Really? So if you don't get your way, what, should they be killed? Should they be burned at the stake? Should they be arrested? She said President Trump has deliberately selected radical justices to undermine basic reproductive freedoms and civil rights of women. That's pretty rich considering her father is one of the founders of that movement that brands women and has sex orgies and has them do all kinds of weird things to each other. Can you imagine these people? He selected radical justices. There isn't any radical about Brett Kavanaugh or Neil Gorsuch ever. This is the law of the land. And I'm going to lift this up. And as President of the United States, I will not appoint any justice that does not agree they will support the precedent of Roe versus Wade or any other judges for that matter. So that's the only issue in America that matters to a Democrat. Isn't that amazing? If you are against abortion, you cannot be a judge in the United States according to a Democrat presidential contender. Wow, that's amazing. She called the Alabama law an all-out attack by the Republican Party to undermine basic civil rights and to roll back and undermine basic reproductive freedoms in this country. She noted in the 2018 election, women's voices were heard, and she's insinuating in 2020 they're coming after us. And by the way, that's one area where I agree with her. I think it's a big mistake. It's a big mistake to literally poke women and say, come on, come out and vote. Republicans all want you to no longer have an abortion. It's just a silly thing to get involved in right now. Here's House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says the Alabama pro-life law goes too far. Sounds like me. It goes further than I believe. Yes, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says, I defend my pro-life position, but he says he believes in exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of a mother, and so do I. He believes the Alabama law should have had exceptions for rape and incest. So do I. He suggests it should have an exception for the life of the mother, but the law already does that. It allows for an abortion only in cases where it's needed to prevent a serious health risk to the mother. Anyway, I agree with Kevin McCarthy, I must say. But now you talk about the other side of the extremism. An unborn baby dies because a pregnant transgender mother's medical records listed her as a male. A pregnant woman living as a transgender male arrived to a hospital with severe abdominal pains, and nurses did not immediately consider it an emergency because she appeared to be an obese man who stopped taking blood pressure medication. Healthcare professionals in the hospital didn't even think this individual may be a pregnant woman because she was listed as a male in her medical records. 32-year-old patient told the nurse he was transgender when he arrived at the emergency room. His electronic medical record listed him as male. He hadn't had a period in several years and had been testing testosterone, a hormone that has masculine effects and can decrease ovulation and menstruation, but he quit taking the hormone and his blood pressure medication after he lost insurance. Whole pregnancy test was positive. I just don't even know what to say anymore. I'm lost. I can't. You know what? I just read the article and I still can't figure out. Is he a man or a woman? Well, he had a baby, so I guess he's a woman. It's the strangest stuff I've ever heard of in my entire life. And I got a better one I'll read you during the TV show. An 11-year-old drag queen shows people how to snort drugs in a shock video. This is what's going on in the United States of America. These are the beauties that vote for the Democratic Party. Just beauties. What a party. What a party. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV right now. Head to NewsmaxTV.com if you don't get it on cable or satellite. NewsmaxTV.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.